Okay, we're on the Beis Amid Beis. Kulu Karaba Lo Amre. Rabba said the reason that the Rabbanon hold that a Sukkah L'malam Yesrim Amma is Pasuk is because L'man Yedu Doroseichem. And even though the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is that the future generations should know that the Rabbanon Shalom put us in the Anoni HaKavot, but the drash is that when you're sitting in the Sukkah, you should be able to know you're sitting in the Sukkah. And higher than 20 Amas, you don't have that recognition. Rashi, Kulo Hanuch Amoroi Karabalo Amrei, Diyolath Mimman Yedu. Why? Because Hahu Yedil Adoros, because they hold, you don't make this drasha. And the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is that it's not talking about knowing you're sitting in the Sukkah, but knowing for future generations why there's an Indian of Sukkah altogether. Krebzeira Nomi Lo Amrei. Everybody didn't say like Krebzeira. Because that pasuk that says that Sukkah Yiyah Letzel, right, is not coming to tell me what the parameters of the mitzvah of Sukkah are. It's talking about Lasid Lavo and Mimosa Mashiach, that the Rabbanu Shalom will be for us like a Sukkah to protect us. Okay, Limo Rashi, let's see Rashi before. Hahu Lav Biyadiya the Yeshiva Sukkah Komar, Rabba's case. It's not going on the person sitting in the Sukkah. It's going on future generations. They should know the purpose, the reason why Sukkah was given. In the future, there'll be Sukkahs that are made for what's it called, for protection, but and for pleasure. But that doesn't, that does not give the gather of a Sukkot mitzvah that the purpose is for sale. The Rab Zera, what does he do? Enochanami, this pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of Sukkot, it's talking about the Sukkot of Yemos HaMashiach. Imkein leimakro v'chupet tiyalatzel. If it didn't come to tell me also a gather of what a Sukkah is, it shouldn't have said Sukkot, it should have said chupet tiyalatzel yomam. My the Sukkah tiyalatzel yomam. Shmas minotarti. You're two things. One is the Pashup Shat that's talking about the Sukkahs of Yemos HaMashiach, but it's also telling me a hagdor of what a Sukkah is. Kerova nomi lamre mishum kushit abaya. They didn't say like Rava, right, because of Abaya's kasha. And that is, a brother said that it's not a diras aroi. Till 20 amas, you could make a diras aroi. And more than 20 amas, you have to make a diras keva. The Gemara says if that's the case, so Abaya asked on Rava, if that's the case, you can't build a sukkah. The sukkah's keva, right? You can't build a sukkah out of metal, right? And what Rava's going to answer? No, as long as you could build it aroi, it's good enough, even if it's keva. But if you can't build it aroi, it's not good. And Abaya didn't like that answer, so all the other Amoraim didn't like that answer either. The Gemara says Keman az lahoda om Rabbi Yoshia. Omer Rav, Machlokas Pesha'in Defonis Magias L'Schach. So now we have all these different opinions of why a Sukkah L'mala Miyasir Ma'amah is possible. So Gemara now asks, who does this go like? Rav Yoshia said, the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanon, is only if the Defonos don't reach the Schach. If they're 10 Tfachim high, and there's a space between the Defonos and the Schach, then Rebbe Yehuda holds Esri Ma'amah is kosher, and the Rabbanon holds possible. But if the walls reach the schach, I feel the malam yesir mamah, and everybody holds that it's kosher even the malam yesir mamah. Why? So who does that go according to? Which reason would make a difference if the walls reach the schach or not? Keman kerabba, the omar mishum de lo sholta bu'ena. This is good according to Rabba. According to the other reasons, there's no difference between if the walls hit the schach or not. But according to Rabba, the reason is because you don't know you're sitting in the walls of the sukkah, in the schach of the sukkah, but if the walls reach up, you follow the walls up, and mameli, you know that you're sitting in the sukkah. It's part of your line of vision, because your vision follows the walls. So you follow the wall all the way up, and you see the schach. The kivan to the funnest magias the schach, mishlet sholta ba'ena. Right, since the defunos hit the schach, but if the reason is because you're not sitting in the tzeil of the sukkah, or because it's a diras aroi or whatever, has no difference whether the defunos reach the schach or don't reach the schach. Rashi, tarte de ein shem sukkah el asui letzel. Tahidi Mosa Mashiach Mishum Dasil Itzel Kriya Sukkah. From the fact that the Torah used the Lashon Sukkah and said that it's for the sake of shade, that means that a Stam Sukkah, even a Sukkah Shal Mitzvah's purpose is shade. Mishum Kusha Dabaya Dase Mechitza Shal Barzel. Right? Vishinuya Lomash Melahu. Hoil the Koral Vikra Lav Dafgar Roy Noket Lo Yalfina Mine Shira. Right? Since Abaya didn't like Rabba's Teretz, Rabba's Teretz. Since it could be Aroi is good enough. Since the Pasuk's not telling you that it has to be Aroi, even Keva's okay, it's not coming to tell you a Shear that it has to be Roy to be Aroi either. Kiman mehanacham Aroi d'le'el azlahach. According to whom, from those Amoroyim who give reasons, would this make a difference? What Rav Yoshia said. Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan mishlet sholta ba'ena derech defanos. Since you follow the walls up with your eye, so the schach also you're aware of. Di tam mishum aroi hu o mishum tzeil b'defanos magias l'schach amei modu rabbanan. The reason is because of tzeil or because of aroi, like Rava or Rav Zeira, wouldn't make any difference if what's it called the walls hit the schach or don't hit the schach. Okay. Keman az lohada omer avhuna omer rav. Who does this go like from these amoroyim? That which Rav Huna said the name of Rav. Machlokas b'she'ein bo ela arba amos. Right, the machlokas ala arba amos. The machlokas is only a sukkah that's exactly 4 amos by 4 amos. There, it's possible l'malam yasser mama. Aval yesh ba yosem mi arba amos al arba amos afi l'malam yasser mama k'sheira. Then even higher than yasser mama is kosher. Keman k'rib zera. That goes according to Rav Zera. The omer mishum tzeil hu. The kivan d'revicha ika tzeil sukkah. Since the sukkah is wide, there's indefinitely you're going to get sail from the schach and not from the walls. So Rashi first. Hochi garsina machlokas b'she'ein bo ela arba amos al arba amos. Aval yesh ba yoser mishum tzeil di'im mishum mishladeina, because it would be that you don't see it, the fact that it's wide, b'tfei midalad amos pursa lo sholta ba'ena. Now most achronim take out the word pursa from Rashi. Right, it's a little bit more, you're not going to see it, and when it's a lot more, you will see it. Right, say even more than 4 amos, you're not going to see it. It's not going to be in your line of vision. And even though when you look out, maybe 100 feet later, you're going to see the schach. That's irrelevant because the schach above you is what we're concerned about, and you're not going to see the schach above you. On the other hand, could be that you are goris this word pursa. And it means like this, that there's no way of determining how big the sukkah has to be in order to be able to see the schach. When it comes to shade, there's a little bit of shade already past arba amos. But there's a little bit more than arba amos, you're not going to see the schach. So it has to be more than that. Since something undefined, it's impossible that the Torah meant that. That the Torah meant it's only possible till arba amos. It must be that it's possible completely because there's no defining mark where you'll see it and where you won't see it. So since with a little bit more than 4 amos it's not going to be good, then it's not good even with a lot more than 4 amos, since it's an undefined amount. Now shanking sail, any little bit more than 4 amos already there's sail. And Tulsa says that it could be that it doesn't make a difference how high the thing is, right? There's always going to be sail if it's more than 4 amos. That's one pshat. Another pshat Tulsa says it always has to be according to the ratio 4 amos to 20. Anything different is 8 amos, is even 40, and so on. Okay. But in any case, there's a defined amount of how much sail. But when it comes to seeing the schach, right, looking out, little more than 4 amos for sure is not. So there has to be some shear more than that, and that's undefined. Mainly, it can't be that the Torah is talking about such a thing. That's what Rashi means. Okay. Keman az lahoda om Rav Chanan bar Rabba om Rav. Who does this go like? Rav Chanan bar Rabba said the name of Rav. Machlokas b'she'ino machzekes ala kedei rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. The machlokas, where the Rabbanan hold that it's possible, l'malam yasrim amma, is only if the sukkah is holds exactly rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, which is the minimum sukkah. Which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. That shear is a sukkah of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, where you can put in a minimal table and an average person can get his head and most of his body into the sukkah. That's the minimum shear, and that's what we hold the shear of sukkah is, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. But Yoser of a machzekis Yoser mitay rusha v'robu v'shulchanu afil lemal miyaser ramak sheva. But if it holds more than that, it's kosher. Mar says kaman de lo kichad. This will not be according to any of the reasons that were given already. We don't know the reason, Rashi says. But whatever it is, we'll see Tosus as a possible reason why this wouldn't be good. But it doesn't fit anyone's. Rashi says, so Rashi explains why. Machlokish v'sheinu machzekis al kedei rosho. Dim tomer kasha derav aderav. Because Rav said what's it called before, that Rav Huna amar Rav, machlokish v'sheinu arba amos l'arba amos. And he says the machlokis is v'sheinu machzekis rosho v'rubo, which is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Right? Amoroi ninu v'aliba derav. Rav Huna and Rav Chanan and Bar Rabba argue in what Rav said. It's machlokis in what Rav said. Did he say that the machlokis is only dalet amos or less? Or did he say the machlokis is only, what's it called, machzekis rosho v'rubo? Where it says, command lo kichad, doesn't come out like any of the amoroyim. Mehanech de la'el de mefarshi time ad esr mama. From any of the reasons we had till now of why esr mama is possible, it wouldn't make a difference to say that anything more than machzekis rosho v'rubo should be kosher, according to everybody. Why di mishum mishlet eina b'shiura di yosim echdei rosho v'rubo v'shulchan lo sholta? Right, for sure, it's not sholet ayin just because it's a little bit bigger than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Right, the tzeil nami leka. It's also, there's no such thing that a little bit more than rosho v'rubo, there's tzeil. More than arba amas, you could say that. From that point on, there's tzeil. But just more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, right, less than that, there's no tzeil, and more than that, there is tzeil from the schach. Doesn't make sense. Umechitzas keva nami boy. And if it's a little bit more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, 20 amas high, you're going to have to build it with mechitzas that are keva. It's impossible it should stand be'aroi. Now, she'en kein, if it's more than 4 amas big, maybe then ain't a chanami. So, but this shear of a little bit more than rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, that then it's kosher, higher than esrim amma, doesn't fit any of the reasons. Tosfos says, so then why does this man yomer hold this possible? He says, because if you have a box that's less than that 7 tefachim, right, exactly, and 20 amas high, it doesn't look like a sukkah. It looks like a lul. It's a lul shel tarnigolim. That's not called a dira. Anything a little bit more than that already is what's it called? It's called a dira. It's not called a lul. Rosho v'rubo. What's this idea of rosho v'rubo? So Rashi explains derech sudosim b'haseboy. So they used to eat lying down. So then, if you're lying down, you can have your head in the sukkah, but not your body. But if you're sitting up, your head and your body are in the same place, right? So no idea of rosho v'rubo. Al mitos mesubin al tzed smolam. They ain't ochlim skufin v'yoshvin kimono. They didn't sit standing up, sitting up like us, upright. Because if you're sitting upright, there's no such thing as rosho v'rubo, right? It's rosho and rubo in the same place. Leficha chutzur chloma rosho v'rubo. If you're lying down, you can have your head in the sukkah and your body outside. So then that's why I had said rosho v'rubo. Lafukek tana sherosho nichnas ba v'shulchano. It's possible your head will be there on your table, but your body will be outside the sukkah lying down. Oh, rosho v'rubo v'lo shulchano. You have your head and your body, but the shulchan's not going to fit in. So whatever it may be, that's why it has to be all three. Rosho, rubo, and shulchano. Okay, let's go on. Bishlam of the Rav Yoshia, pliga the Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba, the inu kayavi shira b'mashcha, the yulo kayavi shira b'mashcha. Right? Well, I understand that Rav Yoshia, right, says that the machlokas is only where the defanos don't reach the schach. Right? But if they reach the schach, it's kosher. So he argues on Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba in Rav. Right? Because they say that the difference is how big the sukkah is in width and length. The iu loka yoyv shur mashcha, and he says it doesn't make a difference how big it is in length and width; it's still possible 20 amas. The difference only is do the walls reach the schach or not? Because he holds the reason is because of shalit eina, because your eye will catch the schach and you'll know you're sitting in the sukkah. But therefore, it doesn't make a difference if the sukkah is wide or not wide. The main difference is are the walls reach the schach or not? Eler afhunav rav chanan barava neima behechshes sukkah kemitvagei. But what is Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Bar Abba arguing? The Chora, they're not arguing in when 20 amos is okay, but they're arguing in what is the minimal sukkah. And they say that when do they argue only by the minimal sukkah? But by anything more than the minimal sukkah, it's kosher. And that machlokus is, what's a minimal sukkah? The one who holds seven tvachim by seven tvachim holds, that's a minimal sukkah. And therefore, what's it called, anything more than that is kosher. And the other man, the Amorals, no. Anything between seven tvachim and four amos is possible anyway, because it's not a good sukkah. And that's what's it called, but you need four amos to be a good sukkah. It has nothing to do with 20 amos. Even if it's less than 20 amos, it would be possible less than four amos. But exactly four amos is possible because of 20 amos, and anything more than four amos is already a kosher sukkah, and 20 amos doesn't make a difference. So it comes out there, machlokas is, what is a minimal sukkah? Seven tvachim by seven tvachim, or four amos by four amos. The mar sover hechsher sukkah b'arba amos, the mar sover hechsher sukkah b'machzek es roshu v'rubo v'shulchano. This is low. The kulei am hechsher sukkah roshu v'rubo v'shulchano. No. Everybody holds that the minimal sukkah is roshu v'rubo v'shulchano. And everybody would agree that if it's less than 20 amos high, even that shear is kosher. V'hocha b'hocha miflegei. The mar sover machzek es roshu v'rubo v'shulchano pligei. The machlokas is taka where 20 amos passes. That one holds that the machlokas is in the minimal shear of sukkah, and that's where the 20 amos passes. But anything more than the minimal shear of sukkah is kosher, even according to the rabbanan. More aval yosim miroshim ruba shulchanu divrei akol kshera umar sovar miroshim ruba shulchanu ad dalad amos pliga. No, the machlokas of Esrim Amma is from the minimal sukkah till the sukkah of Dalet Amos. A sukkah less than 20 Amos would be kosher. It's only a sukkah more than 20 Amos is possible up till more than Dalet Amos. Aval Yosef, Dalet Amos, Divrei HaKol Kshera. Right, the machlokas is only where would it make a difference, right, the 20 Amos. More than seven tvachim or more than arba amos, but less than 20 amos, everybody holds that the sukkah is kosher from Rosh Ruba Vishulchana. Rashi. The mashcha, the meshech sukkah, the length and width of the sukkah. The omar bein gedola bein ketana lo nechleku ela b'shein defanos magios. Right? That's what Rabbi Yoshia said. That the main difference is, do the walls reach the schach or not? If they do, then everybody holds its kosher. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan, da amri taima de rabbanan b'shira de moshkehu, but according to Rav Huna and Rav Chanan, who said in Rav, that the difference is how much area the sukkah has, umarom or dalet amos, umarom roshim ruba shulchanah, one said that the area difference is anything more than dalet amos, and the other one said anything more than seven by seven, name of the Hechsher Sukkah, be Ark of Arachim Pli. Maybe the Machlokas is, what is the minimal Sukkah? It has nothing to do with when 20 Amos is kosher, but when is the minimal Sukkah to be kosher? The Tarvayu Islu Dechi Pligi Rabbanim Besukkah Mitzum Semes Beshir HaKosher Hechsher Orach Sukkah Pligi. Everybody agrees that the Machlokas is only by the minimal Sukkah, but anything more than a minimal Sukkah is kosher. Now the Machlokas is, what's a minimal Sukkah? One holds a minimal sukkah is seven tvachim by seven tvachim, and the other one holds a minimal sukkah is arba amos by arba amos. Utvei mia machshri afilu hi gavoa. Right, and more than the minimal sukkah, everybody holds his kosher. Tekiven deravicha ikat tzel schach. Since there's more than the minimal shear, you're sitting in the tzel of the schach. Otai machrin lechshera. The Rav Huna sovri efshela havin machloksem bepchusa midal ramas. Dimkein balav gavoa miasrim amma psula. Right, or maybe there's another reason why it's kosher. That Rav Huna holds that it's impossible to be maimed the machlokas with less than dalet amos, because even if it wouldn't be esrim amma possible, because the sukkah has to be arba amos. So that's the machlokas. What is the minimal sukkah? The hechsher sukkah be arba amos. Karebi domer lekamarachi. Rebbe holds like that. There is a shita that arba amos is the minimal shear of a sukkah. So maybe that's the machlokas between a Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. What is the minimal sukkah? Shmuel says no, it's not the machlokas. Everybody holds a minimal sukkah is Rosh Ovarubo. The what's it called, the Shulchano. And the machlokas only is at what point is there tzel? More than that amount, or you need arba amos in area to be what's it called Tefzel. Aval Yochser Mikdei Rosh Hokshera, the time of the Pasul Amami Asum Lo Yadilon. And now, if that's the idea, we don't know why it's Pasul more than 20 Amas, right? Kedamar and Le'el, the Hach Lo Kechad. This idea that what's it called, that the Machlokas is up till Arba Amas and more than Arba Amas not, doesn't fit any of the reasons. Okay. I mean, the reason, what's it called, Yosef Mikdei Rosh Hokshera, Arba Amas, yeah, could be because of Tzeil. But a little bit more than Rosh Aruba V'Shulchano can't be because of Tzeil, it can't be because of any of the reasons, so it has to be another reason, like Tosu says, because it looks like a Lul. Umar Sovri B'Kdei Rosh Aruba V'Shulchano V'Chein B'Yosra Adalad Amas Plige B'Gova The time of Mishum Tzeil Avol Yosra Midalad Amas Lo Plige The Kivin D'Ravicha Yikot Tzeil The one who holds that up until Dalad Amas, that's where the Machlokas is, and only more than Dalad Amas, as everybody holds kosher, there he holds the reason is because of Tzeil. Okay. Until Arba Amas, there's no Tzeil of the Schach, and more than Arba Amas, there is Tzeil of the Schach. Okay. One. Meisrei. Sukkah, now we're going to ask questions on these different Tamin, right, from Bryces, to see if they fit the various reasons why Sukkah l'malam yasumam is possible. Meisrei, Sukkah shigavo l'malam yasumam apsula. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad arboy v'chamishim amma. Rabbi Yehuda says kosher to 40, 50 amas, meaning even more, anything more than 20 is okay. Tosfos speaks about this lashon, where do we find this idea? Because sometimes the Gemara asks, if 50 is okay, then 40 should surely be okay. Sometimes the Gemara asks that kasha, sometimes not. Okay. But it means basically any even more. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Behilni Hamalka, the Lutz, Rabbi Yehuda Barayate Shita, the more than Esiram is kosher. The Maisa with Hilni Hamalka, she was one of the Malkas from Beis Chashmonoyim, she was a Malka Ksheira. Shehoisa Sukasa Gavom Esiram Amas, she had a Sukkah higher than 20 Amas, Vayuskeim Nichnasim Yotzim Mushan, the Lomer Lomadover. They used to go in and out of her Sukkah and they didn't say a word to her. Lachor, they should have given her Tochacha, she's sitting in the Apostle Sukkah. Omrulom, Isham Raya. So the Chachamim said, what Raya is there? Isha Haisa. Not Isha Haisa, I mean, she was a woman, yeah? Lupturim in a Sukkah. So they didn't say anything to her. She could sit in the house. So she wanted to sit in the Sukkah. Lamal Neser Mama, what difference did it make? Well, no, but they were going in and out. They didn't eat in her Sukkah, right? They just visited her, right? So they didn't have to visit her in a Sukkah. They could have visited her in her house too, right? Because they were outside the Sukkah when they were visiting her also because they come to the Sukkah. So it doesn't say they ate in the Sukkah, it says they came to see her. The question was, they should have given her Musa. Omar Lohan, Valo Shiva Bonim Havula. Very nice, but she had seven sons. They were Chayiv in Sukkah. Va'od, Kol Maaseh Lo Asel Al Pi Chachamim. Everything she did according to the Chachamim. So Mar says, Lomeli Lemishnei Va'od, Kol Maaseh Lo Asel Al Pi Chachamim. What's wrong with the first thing? She had seven sons. They needed Sukkah. What did it have to add that she did everything on Pichachomim? Hokikomaru. Kisom Rubonim Ktanim Hoyu. If you'll tell me that they were all Ktanim, so they didn't need the Sukkah either. Ktanim Purim and Asukkah, Kivin the Shiva Havu, since she had seven of them, and she didn't have, you know, whatever it's called after sextuplets, right? So, EF should Lohavi Buchad Sheno Tzorech Le'imo. It's impossible that one of them shouldn't have been Chayiv in Chinuch, which is the Shear of Chinuch for Asukkah, because he doesn't need his mother. He can sleep alone. Okay? The Chiseimru, Kotten Sheinu Tzorech Le'imo Midrabanan. Who? What are you going to tell me? That Kotten Sheinu Tzorech Le'imo is only Dindrabanan. And maybe she didn't care about Dinei Drabanan. Right? The Mechayev. The Iba Drabanan. Lo Mashkecha. She didn't care about the Rabbanans. Toshma, the old, Kol Maaseh, Lo Asa, Api Chachomim. Everything she did Api Chachomim. So Bishlam, Lamandi Omra, Bishain, Defonis, Magias, Lischach, Machlokes. That there's a mandiomer who holds an esrimama's puzzle if the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, everybody holds his kosher. He's talking about a sukkah, that what's it called, that the walls didn't reach the schach. And that's why the rabbanon held that it would be puzzle, and Rabbi Yehuda would bring brought a raya that it's kosher. And they said, no, it's because of ktani. Right? It was, what's it called, it was, she was a woman. But, darkishol malka, leishim besukkah, shein defonis magiyos schach. Possible that a Malka could also sit in a sukkah where the walls don't reach the schach because of air. It was an airy sukkah. That could be the machlokas. But if the reason we'll say is the size of the sukkah and a bigger sukkah, everybody holds his kosher, then what's the raya from there what's it called? Everybody holds its kosher more than Esrim Amen, and Malka doesn't sit in a little sukkah. That's what we're going to get to on Tuesday. See Rashi. That's ultimately the question. Meisvei lahanecha moroi the preshu plugs in the masisin forish v'azel. We're asking questions now from Bryce's that would seem that the reasons the Chachamim gave before, some of them fit into the Brysa. Like we'll see, this one doesn't fit to a small sukkah. That's when he's chayiv in chinuch, when he doesn't need his mother anymore. The way Rashi learns the itzin of chinuch is, you have to condition the child to do the mitzvah. Shu roiva, kidei sheyeh mechunech v'rogel l'mitzvah. So the first thing, there's a lot of question over here on a few things. First of all, there's a shaila whether a mother is chayiv in chinuch for her children or not, or only the father. From here was mashma that Hilni Amalka, right, is chayiv to mechanech her children. But there's another shaila, and that is, what is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch on the father, or is the mitzvah of chinuch on the child? And the father is mechuyev to see to it that his child does his mitzvah. Now the Rabbanan put a mitzvah on a cotton to do mitzvahs before he's bar mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is on the cotton, there's no raya from here. Because maybe Hilni was tam machmir to make sure that her kid did her mitzvah, his mitzvah. She wasn't chayev to do it, she did it. But if she's not chayev bichlal, right, then what's the raya from here that she should care bichlal about the kid's, her chiyuv, not the kid's chiyuv. So some say in the Chachamim, even over here, she was machmer. Right? She did everything al pi chachamim, and she wanted to be machmer. Right? But in any case, that's one shaila they have.
Who was her husband?
Who was her husband? I don't know. She was Mr. Hilni. She was the Malka, so he was the... He wasn't in the sukkah, obviously. He wasn't... maybe he wasn't around. Maybe he was... I don't know. But it says that the Malka was with her children. Maybe her husband died. I don't know. The husband was not relevant over here. Another shaila is, what was the other thing? Slips my mind now. What was the second thing I wanted to say here? The chayiv, the mitzvah. They bring a raya from here. It's a big machlokas achronim. Whether when you're mechanech a kid in mitzvahs, does he have to do the mitzvah with all the tznoim of the mitzvah, or not? Right? The shaila by lulav. You have to give a kid a lulav that to be his. He's mechanech the mitzvah like an adult, or no? He can do give him the mitzvah that even if he's a katan, because he's a katan, it doesn't have the conditions of the mitzvah. But if he would be a gadol, he would have the conditions of the mitzvah, whatever. But right now, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah k'sheira. He just has to do the mitzvah in a way that if he'll do it later on when he's a gadol, he'll be yotze. But in a chinami, right now, as a katan, right, he can't be yotze. If he was a gadol, he wouldn't be yotze right now with that mitzvah. It doesn't have a tznaim of the mitzvah. Right? The question by lulav, you have to give a katan a lulav that should belong to him. Because if a gadol has a lulav that doesn't belong to him, it's not. You know, a cotton, and if you don't give it to belong to him, maybe he's not yotze the mitzvah bechlal. Are you yotze chinuch like that? That's a shaila. So over here, l'chor, it's a raya that you have to have all the tznoyim, because if sitting in a sukkah 20 amas high, right, is possible, then they weren't yotze the mitzvah chinuch. L'chor, you don't have to have all the tznoyim, but it could be not like that. It could be that there are certain tznoyim that's not a sukkah. So you're not margulin to sit in a sukkah. A sukkah, more than 20 amas, not a sukkah. So you're not margulin. If you give a kid a banana, right, and tell him to shuckle it, so you're not yotze chinuch for esrogan lulav, because it's not an esrogan lulav. You may not have to give it to him, it should belong to him, all the tznoim, it has to be the mitzvah that if he'll do that thing. So later on, if he'll sit in a sukkah that's 20 amas high, he's not going to be yotze, because it's not a sukkah. Right? If it's a sukkah, just missing certain tznoim because he's a cotton, and when he's a gadol, then he'll have those tznoim, then it's good chinuch. But if it's not the chefts of the mitzvah itself, and a sukkah, l'malam yisrael, it's not just a tznai in the sukkah, it's not a sukkah. The meila, it's no raya from here. Right? That's to that shaila at least. Okay.